Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply, in app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, everybody locked in, everybody listening, everybody participating, everybody driving, going to work, leaving work, whatever you might be doing. Thank you for being here. This show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. You got a smart speaker, be smart. Ask the machine, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. And we have had a busy show here. Of course we have, okay? We just had the college football playoff rankings reveal, the latest edition. Alabama took a tumble. Alabama's now sitting in the 10th spot. Yeah, not what they expected, especially after getting beat by Oklahoma, but that's a hell of a drop. Anyway, LeBron James is confirmed. LeBron James is back tonight. LeBron James making his season debut for the Los Angeles Lakers. Okay, we talked about Aaron Rodgers, another old guy. He's not going to need surgery on his wrist. We heard from Lane Kiffin. He says that there is no ultimatum. They're not making him make a decision as to whether or not he's going to leave Ole Miss. Congratulations to him as well. Ole Miss sitting at number 6 at the college football playoff rankings. Now, is there a guarantee that he's going to be sticking around past then? A matter of fact, to talk about the reveal of the college football playoff rankings, to also discuss and think about some of these rumors that are being bandied about, joining us right now is someone who covers all things college football for The Athletic. Welcome back to the show, Scott Docterman. Scott, how are you, man?
I'm doing well, man. It's a nice night here watching some college hoops and checked out the reveal. So a lot of busy stuff going on.
Now, are you surprised that Alabama took the fall that it did after beating Oklahoma? I mean, we knew that they were going to fall behind Oklahoma, but sitting at number 10?
Yeah, I thought that was fair. When you lose at home, and that's their second loss, and their first one was against a team that's 5-5, I think it's worthwhile that they were able to fall that far. And I think it says a lot about them that they're still able to stay ahead of BYU, which only has one loss, and that's the Texas Tech. So I think it says a lot right now that Alabama's still in the last spot in the playoff. But they've got some work to do. They have to win out in order to secure that spot. No more mulligans for the Crimson Tide.
Well, we see Georgia, they're able to elevate into that number 4 spot, which was previously occupied in previous editions by Alabama, as you just discussed. And Texas Tech has now slid into that number 5 spot after they beat up on UCF. Texas Tech not garnering, of course, as much attention as in Alabama or Georgia or throughout the course of the country. What have you seen from Texas Tech?
Tremendous defense. They may be the, along with Ohio State, I think Texas Tech has the best defense in the country with David Bailey and Jacob Rodriguez. I mean, and Lee Hunter up front. This is as potent and physical of a defense as you'll find in the SEC or Big Ten, which has really been instrumental in the way that they've been able to run roughshod over the Big 12, except for that one hiccup they had at Arizona State. But I think this is a team that is more than capable of reaching the Final Four. And offensively, they're as good or better than anybody in the Big 12. So this is a Big 12 team that plays more like an SEC team, which is why I think it's got a lot of opportunities here to get a bye and then ultimately make a run in the tournament.
Scott Docterman is here with us, covers all things college for The Athletic. And we know right behind Texas Tech is Ole Miss. We know that they're in the news for other reasons. Lane Kiffin, so many rumors about where he's going, where he's not going, ultimatums, no ultimatums. I haven't heard him disavow the fact that he's going anywhere. What do you think the deal is with Lane? He's not going to go into the playoff and then bail, or is he?
That's a great question. You kind of wonder, what is Ole Miss doing behind the scenes? Are they issuing an ultimatum? Because if they're going to do that, he's got to figure out what's best for him. Going into the playoff with a team that's and a program that's willing to push the button that hard, that quick, and is that the right place for him to be in case, you know, they have a hiccup next year? Maybe they're 6-6, and then they get rid of him. So he's got to figure out what's best for himself and his family, and if that's LSU or Florida, he's got to investigate that. And I understand, you know, the trepidation here. I mean, you know, this is his next and probably last job that he really has. And so I think that if he is, if you're Ole Miss, you've never been in this position in the playoff era, why don't you just let it ride out and show your coach how much you like him and you want him rather than force him into a position? And according to Lane, there's been no direct coercion, but you know, there are a lot of rumors out there right now.
I mean, but if we look at past history, when it comes down to Lane leaving anywhere, whether it be in the NFL or college, he doesn't necessarily have the best track record.
No, and he's been forced out a few times. You know, he was at Tennessee and went to USC, and then USC you know, fired him, and then, you know, he was at Florida Atlantic and left for Ole Miss, and the Raiders fired him. So he's been all the way around the bend here over the last 15 years or so. I think this is a, you know, his next move, whether it's at home at Ole Miss and keeping Ole Miss competitive where it hasn't really been for, you know, since the 50s and 60s, I think he can make that call. Or if he wants to take another step into a place like Florida or LSU, which has a little bit more recent history, he's in a good spot. And but I think in this era, you gotta understand that these coaches are mercenaries, the players are. You just got to make sure you keep them happy.
Everybody just shows up to work and goes where they can get paid. And talking about getting paid, another coach, we know James Franklin got the job at Virginia Tech, but there have been rumors now as well about Sark potentially leaving Texas, maybe going on to the NFL and maybe coaching the Titans. Do you think there's some life to that rumor?
Yeah, I think that there's some potential there, and a lot of this is posturing, as we know. Agents like to leak things to media, and sometimes that's to get a better deal from where he is, or that's to have it leverage and move on. I think right now, I'm almost skeptical of every single coach in the country, because, you know, Sark has been at other places, and sometimes it's worked out, sometimes it hasn't, and so you wonder, you know, what's his appetite? Same thing with Jed Fish at Washington. There's been a lot of discussion. He wants to leave after just being there for 2 years. So I think there's the merry-go-round part of this coaching carousel is going to be more fascinating than where we are right now. And there are a lot of really good openings, some of which that would be number one every other year, now four or five down the list.
A college football reporter for The Athletic, Scott Docterman, is joining us here on the JR Sportbeat Show, coast to coast. When it comes to the top of the rankings, I mean, outside of the adjustment we had here with Alabama, Ohio State, I feel like they've been firmly entrenched. They haven't moved. Indiana is right there. Texas A&M had a little bit of a scare, but they're still there. Business as usual, can we just put Ohio State and get in a bye and keep it moving?
Yeah, I think I'm anxious to see how Ohio State handles their friends up north in
No, I think we might have lost. Go ahead, Scott. I thought we lost you for a second. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Yeah. I think what happens with Ohio State up at their friends up north in Ann Arbor in a week and a half will tell us a lot about what is, you know, what they're, if they're capable of being number one and understand. In disputed fashion, or if I think that they are going to be a team that Indiana has a chance to really knock off, because last year we all thought Ohio State was going to run Michigan and then, of course, lost. And now I think this year Ohio State is clearly the better team, but how they handle Michigan will tell us everything we want to know about the Buckeyes. But I'm a big fan of Indiana and the way Indiana's played, because they can do it any way you want. They can play slam ball. They can fill it up. Fernando Mendoza right now is probably the odds-on favorite for the Heisman. He's got two of the best receivers, although one's been hurt, and Elijah Surratt lately. But Omar Cooper had probably the play of the season in that catch against Penn State.
Yeah.
And they're physical up front. So I think they're the best two teams in the country, and I can't wait to see what happens when they get together in Indianapolis.
Oh, man, that's going to be an interesting, Big Ten championship game there. As we kind of wind down the regular season, get towards the championship games, who or what are some other things that we should pay attention to? Any matchups, any teams?
Yeah, I think when you look this week, there's a couple of games that really stand out. I think Oregon and USC, I think this is an elimination game for the playoffs, because even though, Oregon right now is in that kind of danger zone where if they lose again, they'll probably fall behind BYU. And then if BYU goes and plays Texas Tech and loses again, will the committee penalize them for a second loss, or will they say, hey, it's an extra game, we don't really grade them that way? I think that could be real dangerous for Oregon, and plus then USC would probably jump them. And the other thing that's interesting is we've had a lot of discussion about the Miami and Notre Dame factor.
Oh, boy.
Well, they're not in the same quadrant. The way that they do the comparative analysis, you've got to have teams that are in the same four-team block. So if Miami would have been up to number 12, then it would have entered that that comparative analysis. But as it's 13 and Notre Dame is 9, Notre Dame's just in a too good of a spot to make it a comparative analysis. So I think that's going to be something worth watching if you see somebody stumble, whether it's a Vanderbilt or BYU or Utah. Can Miami get into that situation where head-to-head matters? I think that's something to watch out for.
No, we got plenty to see as I can't believe we're almost a month now away from the start of the college football playoff. This new format is still is something to get used to. Thinking about the playoff in December is making me go, huh? Wait, we're here already? And now they're already potentially down the line talking about an expansion, Scott. So it's a lot of action coming at us fast.
Yeah, it is. I always look at when you get to the last 2 weeks of the season, it's kind of like 8:30 or 9 o'clock on Christmas night, where you're going, man, you still got a little bit of Christmas left, but it's almost over, and you just start to miss it already. And I think that's where we are right now with the college football season. But we do know that the best is yet to come with the conference championship games and then the playoff. I mean, I think the playoff, to me, I think it's added to the excitement of the season, because all of these games matter. Otherwise, we'd be looking at USC and Oregon saying, okay, who's going to go to whatever bowl game? Now it's an elimination for a playoff. I think that really drives. Same thing with Alabama and Oklahoma. Nobody would have cared if it was who's going to go to the Citrus Bowl, but now who can go to the playoff and who maybe can host a game, that matters big time.
Yeah, we got a little bit of juice. Hey, last question for you, Scott. This is a team that, they certainly ain't competing for no playoff spot here. We hear like once a week now from Deion Sanders about how he's changing things, but you can count on him, and he's going to be sticking around. The athletic director's gone. What's going on out there in Boulder?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think we do need to pay attention to the situation. It's been a tough year for him. It's been a tough year medically. They lost the Heisman Trophy winner and his son, who were really indelible to the rise of Colorado. Deion still makes things interesting, but they've got to get better. I mean, they hit the portal hard, and they have, and sometimes with the portal, you start to you can strike out pretty easily if you get the wrong guys, and I think they did. So I'm looking forward to seeing what Colorado can do this offseason if Deion stays. And then right now, I think it would be to his benefit if he would stay and fight through this and prove his value as a coach, because he has so far. But this year, they kind of struck out when it came to the talent on their roster.
We'll see. His son is gone. Going to get that start and get that opportunity. We know Travis Hunter hurt for the Jaguars. Scott, we appreciate the time. Tell everybody where they can follow you. Keep up with all your work with The Athletic.
Yeah, you can check me out on X at Scott Docterman, or at The Athletic with myself and several of my colleagues who cover the sport day in, day out at theathletic.com. And we should have some specials coming up here on Black Friday and next week, so it's definitely worth checking out.
Scott, we appreciate your expertise. We'll catch you soon, okay?
All right, appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much to Scott Docterman. Covers all things college football for The Athletic. The Ohio State, number one. Indiana at number two. Texas A&M at three. Georgia moves up to four. Texas Tech goes to five. Alabama was sitting in that four spot. They fall six slots to number 10. Alabama coming out of here and getting beat up by, well, not beat up. They barely beat Oklahoma. Oklahoma barely beat them, 23-21. You got the Sooners sitting here at number eight. Oregon is at seven. Ole Miss, we don't know who their coach is going to be, or whether or not he's going to be sticking around. Ole Miss is here at six. Texas Tech is at five. And this has been rumored not just for today, but for several days, is what the hell is going on with Lane Kiffin? Is he going to leave? Is he going to stay? Has he been issued an ultimatum? Make up your mind. You staying, you leaving? Are you inside or you outside? If you're a kid, maybe at some point in life you heard that one, because you can't do both. Lane Kiffin was having a chat with Pat McAfee today, and he said it's hogwash that he was offered an ultimatum.
That's absolutely not true. There's been no ultimatum in anything like that at all. And so I don't know where that came from, like a lot of stuff that comes out there. Like I said, man, we're having a blast. I love it here. I mean, our running back sitting right over here. Come on over. And it just couldn't be better. Like I said, you pray for things. Our fans prayed for this type of thing, and now we're in the middle of it. So enjoy it. You're 10-1, you're getting ready, you got a bye week, you get to watch half the country lose, and there's no way we can lose Saturday, and then you play the Egg Bowl and go dominate that and keep that Egg Bowl trophy home where it's been for a long time.
He didn't say that he was staying. He said that the school didn't present him with an ultimatum, you going, you coming, you got to pick one. He said they didn't do that. He didn't say that he was going to stay. He might as well be a lawyer. He might as well look into another job, because he certainly knows how to talk his way around things. And as we just discussed with Scott Docterman, Lane Kiffin knows a thing or two about, leaving a program, whether it be in college, hello Tennessee, or whether it be the NFL, hello to the Raiders. They decided slapping him on a team and then just dumping Jamarcus Russell in his lap was going to work out. I wonder if these two guys talk. Probably not. Highly, highly unlikely. College football playoffs, the latest rankings have been released. And about a month from now, damn it, we're going to be looking at the playoff action right here in our face. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We got so much more to do as the show continues on. Of course, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Unless you've been living underneath a rock and you're like me, it has been November 18th. All day long. Okay, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Got some unfortunate news on the legal side of things. We heard Patrick Beverley's in a little bit of trouble. We had Shedeur Sanders. I mean, this guy, well, he started the second half of a game. He went home and he got robbed. And LeBron James is going to start. Aaron Rodgers is healthy a little bit. There's more for us to discuss before we roll out. But right now, we're going to take a break. We come back. I'll give you an update on Patrick Beverley. There's more for us to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money line, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply, in app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
With savings over $390 this shopping season, Vrbo helps you swap gift wrap time for quality time with those you love most. From snow on the roof to sand between your toes, we have all the vacation rental options covered. Go to Vrbo now and book a last-minute week-long stay. Save over $390 this holiday season and book your next vacation rental home on Vrbo. Average savings $396. Select homes only. Vrbo last-minute deals make chasing fresh mountain powder incredibly easy. With thousands of homes close to the slopes, you can easily get epic pow, freshies, first tracks, and more. No need for months of planning. In fact, you can't even plan pow. Pow is on its own schedule. Thankfully, somewhere in the world, it's always snowing. All you have to do is use the last-minute filter on the app to book a last-minute deal on a slope-side private rental home. Book now at Vrbo.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. And thank you so much to Scott Docterman for joining us to talk about the latest reveal of the college football playoff rankings. If you missed that conversation, that chat with Scott, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We got Ohio State sitting at number one, Indiana at number two, Texas A&M at number three. Had that little bit of a scare against South Carolina. You got the Georgia Bulldogs now sitting at number four. You got Texas Tech at five, Ole Miss at six, Oregon at seven, Oklahoma at eight after they beat Alabama, Notre Dame at nine, Alabama at 10, BYU at 11, Utah at 12. Thank you so much to Scott. We've had a busy day in the world of sports. What else is new? We learned that LeBron James, it's official. He's going to be making his debut in about an hour's time against the Utah Jazz. LeBron James has been out all season long with that sciatica issue in his back, his backside, and his leg. LeBron James eager to make his debut. Yesterday, he was asked if he's pain-free, and he gave an old man answer.
I won't take it that far. Like I said, if you ever had it, you go about it. You wake up one day, and you hope that when you step down out of the bed, you don't feel it. You go to bed at night and hope when you get in the bed you don't feel it. So I've been doing pretty good with it as of late. It's a lot of exercises and a lot of mobility things and a lot of things that you can do to help it.
Yeah, well, that's an old man answer. We already talked about what we can expect from LeBron tonight. They are taking on the Utah Jazz, a very young team led by Lauri Markkanen. You still have Ace Bailey who's on the team. Remember his whole draft fiasco as to whether or not he was even ever going to show up. Here we have it. It's an interesting place. LeBron James will probably play less than 30 minutes. 15 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. I'm going to remember that. Yeah, Botch, I'm going to keep it simple. 15, 5, and 5 for tomorrow, okay?
That works. I would even maybe push it to 18.
Wow, LeBron James, 18. That's a lot of shots, though, man. A lot of shots.
Well, I like the 15. Okay, I would say maybe less on the rebounds because, I don't know, does he want to get contacted that much?
Oh my God, what is it, he had sciatica, he can't jump?
I know he could jump, but like, does he want to get hit on the leg that hurt a little bit?
Hit on the leg by jumping? He's playing basketball. What else do you want from the guy?
I don't know. He I don't know how fragile he is now. It's like maybe he just, I don't know, one wrong, like a knee into the back of his leg, it'll act it up. I don't know, he'll play cautious.
Okay. He's just going to slow walk things out there. Okay.
It is the Jazz.
You're correct about that. This is happens to be the Utah Jazz. So LeBron James making his debut tonight against the Lakers. And if the Lakers lose in any type of way, everybody will just go out there and blame LeBron James. He's not the only old dude with an injury update. Mike Tomlin had an update on Aaron Rodgers and his fractured left wrist, which is his non-throwing wrist, of course. Mike Tomlin says, we just got to see how the guy deals with the pain and whether or not they could wrap him up and get him ready to play.
A little later in the week, we'll take a look at Aaron. And again, as I mentioned, the variables are stabilizing it and making sure that he's safe and he can protect himself, brace himself as he falls, etc. Pain tolerance, but that doesn't seem to be an issue with Aaron. He wanted to go back in the game on Sunday. And then lastly, obviously, how effective he can be. And so, you know, Friday's probably a big day in terms of some of those things. I know he's working his tail off to be a component of this week. He and I talked yesterday. He expressed that directly. I'm of the mindset of supporting that, while at the same time, I got a healthy collective of guys as a team and as a unit to ready. In the meanwhile, that will be our mindset.
Okay. Yeah, we got to wait and see. He's old, and the Steelers, he's going to take on the Bears if he's ready to play. I assume that he will be ready to go out there and play. What a world. All types of people getting hurt. We got Victor Wembanyama with a calf strain. You got Giannis Antetokounmpo with a groin. John Moran is out with a calf. A poor America, by the way. Bacha, why does America, who's playing? Is it the Grizzlies? Who they playing? The Spurs with no stars?
Yeah, that's kind of rough. You get to see a little bit of De'Aaron Fox, a little bit of Jaren Jackson Jr.
Is anybody trying to watch De'Aaron Fox? I mean, who's trying to watch that?
I'd say maybe the Spurs, trying to see what they can get in trade value for him.
You think they're going to flip they got all these other younger guys that don't cost anything. Who's trading for De'Aaron Fox? Already moved him and gave him a contract extension.
I don't know. I just think he's useless for them now. I think when you look at the Spurs roster construction, you have Harper and Castle. You think Harper develops into the one and then Castle's a two. And there's just no space for De'Aaron Fox. So why hold this contract for a guy you're not going to really need in a couple years?
And you got it in due time. You got to wait for a new sucker to be born. I don't think this is going to resolve itself this year. The players that they have on the team, all the guards that you just mentioned, they're so young. Let them get the experience. Let De'Aaron Fox lead the way. And I think this year is more of an evaluation as to who we are going to keep and then ultimately who we are going to get rid of. I think this is what it boils down to. So the San Antonio Spurs, they got a lot of young talent. But more importantly, it's just like, let's all pray to God that Victor Wembanyama can go out there and stay healthy. His head coach, Mitch Johnson, talked about this, and he's just like, listen, man, we ain't playing games with Victor Wembanyama. If his calf hurts, we're going to tell him to sit down for a little while.
I have not got any more information since we talked pregame, but again, I know he's chomping at the bit. He wanted to play 82 games. Calf tightness, we'll see what that means and when we dive into it, but we're not gonna gamble on that one. Bad choice of words. Sorry.
Oh, can't say gambling. Uh-oh, can't say that. Dirty word in the NBA, can't say gambling. Victor Wembanyama wanted to play all 82 games. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I don't think there will be a season where Victor Wembanyama goes out there and plays 82 games ever. Okay. It's probably for the betterment of him and his legs and his body. He does not look, and I get it, he's even a little bit bigger than what he used to be. He will never be gigantic. He'll never fill out like Giannis or Tentacle. Could you imagine if Wembanyama looked like Giannis?
He would probably be over 300 pounds then, right?
Because
he's 7'7", basically with shoes on.
Oh, come on, don't make him Georgie Morrison now. He can't, you said 300 pounds.
I think if you want him to be built like Giannis, he's got to be at least close to 270.
They're about, given the body type, they're about the same body type except for one guy's, what, 7-6 inches taller than the other guy?
That's true, but Wemby's 236 now and he looks like a twig. So,
yeah.
300, you could possibly...
No.
I'm just saying, I don't know how you can play in it with his mobility and his fluidness.
You put on 15 pounds of muscle.
Yeah, he needs to put another 20 on.
No, but that doesn't push him past 300 pounds. Come on now.
I know. Maybe late career. Late career Wemby, where you just like...
No.
Like Brook Lopez.
You're just going to put him down in the post? Not even a post.
Spot up.
Make him shoot threes?
Yep, just sit like Brook Lopez did. Just block shots and shoot threes. You get another
I pray to God we can get to a late career Wembanyama. I don't know. He doesn't strike me as a guy that we're going to be seeing when he's, I don't know, 38 years old. He got a calf strain now. They're worried about him. And if he pops his Achilles, It's sad. Marco Belletti, if something happens to Wembanyama, I'm going to cry for real, for real. I'm going to cry.
Look, that's the biggest thing right from the start when he came out. And there's no denying all the talent. Guys that are that big, man, especially when you start talking about feet, oof, it's hard.
Yeah, feet. His Achilles is probably the size of me, just his Achilles by itself.
Yeah, maybe a little bit more. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, his whole calf. Yeah, the guy's, it's a shame. Like, he wanted to play 82 games. I don't see that ever happening, man.
Look, again, big guys, feet, knees, and back. I mean, think about it. All of us have something with our back, something with our knees. When you're talking about being that tall, that big, that much weight, that's a lot of back. That's a lot of knees. Like, and that's a lot of weight to be putting on your feet. Wherever you go, whatever you do, I don't care what kind of shoes you got on, it's hard. It's hard on the body, man. They're not supposed to be that big.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be that big. You're not supposed to be doing all that running and jumping. I just, good luck to Wembanyama. It would be a travesty. Like, I'm happy that we get to see, let's put it this way, we get to see Shohei Ohtani. This man is hitting home runs and he's pitching. They have already cut this man's arm open twice. And at least if he can't go out there and throw the damn baseball, we get to see him hit it. Okay? Mm-hmm. And then when he's not hitting it, he's like, I can't pitch. I'm going to steal bases. He's like, 50-50, I could do this easy in my sleep. If Victor Wembanyama, all 7'4", 5'6" of him, if he can't play, his legs hurt, he can't play. And if you're the San Antonio Spurs, never risk it. Ever. Ever. If he says my pinky toe hurts, then don't play him. It's just, they're going to carry him with kid's gloves, man.
100%, and it's rightfully so. And then you mentioned, too, with the calf, because you mentioned the Achilles. How many times have we been talking about in the last, couple years?
Oh, Durant.
Damian Lillard. It seems like any time that there's a calf, it turns into an Achilles if you push at all. Even if you don't push, it seems like it might turn into it's almost like it's the precursor that your Achilles is already starting to get a little. Now, I'm not saying this for Wemby. I'm not wishing it on Wemby. I'm just saying, if you're the Spurs, you need to make sure once you hear calf, slow down, because the first thing that comes from that is the Achilles. That's the last thing anybody wants, never mind a guy as big as Wemby and as young and as talented and as important as he is.
Remember when Kristaps Porzingis used to run around and fly on a basketball court?
Yeah, a long time ago. Yep.
Yep. There was that one time he came down, and what was it, his knee?
It was his knee.
Curtains. Done. And what has he done since? Nothing. I mean, he was an all-star that year where he blew out that knee.
Mm-hmm.
And all he is a gigantic jump shooter. He's 7'4". He's a couple inches shorter than Wembanyama. The guy's, he can't grab a rebound to save his life. He's never near the basket.
No. Their games are different. Their games are different. But Wemby could turn into that if you don't have everything that he's got going for him. Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, when I remember watching Porzingis' first game, and he was just like a giant deer. He was flying back and forth up and down the court. He's dunking. He's catching lobs. He's shooting threes. And as he's gotten older, and typically he's 7'4". What do you expect? He looks like a mummy out there. And now, of course, here in Atlanta, he's not even healthy enough to play. He's just always busted up. And it's just like, hey, do we want this from Wembanyama? No. But do I think Wembanyama is going to be crossing guys over and doing this? I don't know. Maybe it'll help him last. I don't know. He's just, we've never seen anything like this. We've seen Sean Bradley and Manute Bowles and Georgie Morrison, and their bodies always betrayed him. Flat period. But they never move like this guy. So, I don't know. He's doing yoga and stretching. Maybe that'll save him, but I don't know. You think Georgie Morrison was stretching like Wemby?
No. And I don't think he did that. No.
Yeah. No. I don't think Georgie Morrison was doing yoga. You think Yao Ming was 7'6", but he was playing down low and pick and pop. Do you think Yao Ming was doing yoga?
No, I mean, probably not. But I mean, what got Yao Ming? Feet.
His feet were too small, Marco. His feet were too small.
That's messed up.
No, anyway, his feet were too small for his body.
That's messed up. It's just,
I said what I said. It's factual.
Yeah, that's just wrong, man. You can't be doing that. That's wrong.
It's all facts.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, good luck to Wembanyama, okay? And good luck to LeBron. He's back, and all these other guys are hurt. A matter of fact, to get an update on everything going on in sports, the injuries, the returns, the playoff, all this good stuff. Here he is with a newsflash. It's Marco Belletti.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNCs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
Did you know you can opt out of winter? With Vrbo, save up to $1,500 for booking a month-long stay. With thousands of sunny homes, why subject yourself to the cold? Just filter your search by monthly stays and save up to $1,500. Book now at Vrbo.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
And thank you to everybody who called in. Thank you to our guest, Scott Docterman. He came through from The Athletic to talk about the college football playoff rankings. Thank you to Ryan Dunleavy for calling us. He covers all things NFL for the New York Post. And now I got to do this. I got to tell you about the Defensive Player of the Week, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. And you know what? Hey, let's give it to a guy who made his debut last night for the Dallas Cowboys. He helped make Geno Smith's life a living hell. He smacked him around and hit him 5 times. He sacked him 1.5 times. He had 4 tackles. And the Cowboys went out there and beat the Raiders 33-16. This is Quinnen Williams, who just came over to the Dallas Cowboys from the New York Jets. I mean, Dallas Cowboys can be in disaster, but being a Cowboy, I'd say, is better than being a Jet. Listen to what Quinnen Williams had to say about his debut last night.
The guys around me, man, is playing unbelievable. It helped me. All I just kind of needed to do is just do my job, and it was that, man. But having a great group of guys around me make it easy for me.
Yeah, good. Yeah, this is the same guy who, when he sneezes, he tells himself, bless you. He whooped that quarterback's ass, too. Anyway, it's the end of the show. You know what that means? It's time for us to talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
November 18th, 1970. Joe Frazier, he knocked out Bob Foster in the second round to keep his world heavyweight title. You know where he did it? He did it in Detroit. Of course he did.
Bob is hurt. Foster courageously gets to his feet. Champion Joe Frazier moves in to finish it. Paralyzing punches by champion Joe Frazier. A dynamite left hook and Bob Foster goes down again. The referee picks up the count. Bob vainly tries to get to his feet. It's all over. Joe Frazier wins by a sudden dramatic knockout.
Yeah, man, that's some clear audio for 1970. How about that? November 18, 2007. Wow, that's a fast forward. Jimmy Johnson, he became the first driver to win consecutive Nextel Cup championships since Jeff Gordon did it in 97 and 98. Take a listen to what he did at Homestead Miami Speedway.
You know, last year was just an amazing season and such an honor to be the next Stanley Cup champion. And to come back this year and not lose anything over the offseason, for my guys to work as hard as they have, to give me this opportunity to win the championship again, I can't thank them enough. I'm just so proud of this race team. I mean, we work very hard to be where we are, and I can't thank these guys enough for their hard work and dedication. I can't thank NASCAR enough, Nextel, and first and foremost, Lowe's and all their employee owners for everything they do for us. It's such a special time for me. I can't believe everything, all the success that I've been able to experience. I've been so blessed, and it's just awesome stuff.
Yeah, that was on ESPN. You always got to thank the sponsors, okay? Always got to thank them. November 18th in 2012. I like when the guys you don't expect come up big. Matt Schaub, he had a career high. Remember him? He had a career high 5 touchdown passes. He completed 43 passes. He finished with 527 yards passing, the second most in NFL history. And the Texans, well, they beat Jacksonville in overtime 43-37. This is crazy. Listen to Matt Schaub throw to Andre Johnson for the win in overtime. This is on Fox.
A field goal or a score of any time wins it.
Bubble screen to Jackson. Andre Johnson! Here he goes! Touchdown to cap a brilliant day!
As we said all through the fourth quarter, you don't think play selection, you don't think runner pass, you think player. Andre Johnson, the veteran receiver that has been a part of this team for his entire career, has stuck around through thick and thin. When the chips were down in the fourth quarter, in overtime, when the game has been on the line, time and again they have looked for him, and he has come through once again.
Listen, man, Andre Johnson, man, that was he's a beast. And who can forget when he was out there punching the living hell out of Cortland Finnegan? Anyway, that's not a nice thing. Oh, this is not a nice thing at all. Oh, this guy's in trouble again for drinking. November 18th, 2014, Adrian Peterson suspended by the NFL. Okay, he missed the rest of the season. He got a little aggressive there with the kids and putting hands on him. Take a listen to this. Adrian Peterson was like, my bad, I'm sorry.
I stand here and I take full responsibility for my actions. I love my son more than any one of you could even imagine.
Yeah, he's been dealing with a lot of problems. Financial problems and drinking problems. And I think he got 2 DUIs this year, I believe. It's just, come on, Adrian Peterson, let's get it together. I've had Adrian on the show before. Nice fellow, but apparently there's some life issues going on. So there you have it, folks. A few things that took place this day in sports history. And speaking of life issues, you know, Patrick Beverley, I don't know, maybe he can come across as a little out there. A lot of his comments, you don't know if he believes what he's saying or if he does. Who knows? But he has some real life issues as well, as he was arrested a couple of days ago. He said it was no big deal, but now we got a little bit more details. Listen to this from KPRC2 in Houston.
Daniela, Patrick Beverley's attorney sent us a statement saying that he was defending his little sister at the time of that incident. Beverley is also cautioning the public about these allegations.
Hours after bonding out of jail, Patrick Beverley posted on X saying, please don't believe everything you see on the internet. Hope all is well. Love. Fort Bend County deputies showed up to the former Rockets player's home before 4 a.m. Deputies say a situation transpired between family members, leading to a family violence incident. He was arrested and later made his $40,000 bond. Details about the crime are not clear. Beverley's attorney released a statement saying in part, he cares deeply about his little sister, a young lady, a minor. Given that when he unexpectedly found her alone in the home with an 18-year-old man in the middle of the night, he was understandably concerned as any brother would be about his sister. However, we don't believe what followed happened the way it's been described, and we look forward to the opportunity to address that in court.
Yeah, we don't know. I mean, his sister's alleging that he put his hands on her. We have no idea, none whatsoever. So we'll see how that situation shakes out. So we just went from one event with Adrian Peterson with the violence and beating his kid, and now we hear this situation with Patrick Beverly. So hopefully it's not accurate. Hopefully it's not true. It'll bear out. Oh, terrible stuff. Anyway, we've had a busy show. We appreciate you coming through and hanging out with us. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. As always, if you missed a minute or a second of the show, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We want to give a big old thank you to Scott Docterman for joining us from The Athletic to talk about the college football playoff rankings and reveal. Thank you as well again to Ryan Dunleavy, who came through and talked all things NFL for the New York Post. Let's see if Cam Scataboo can stay away from a WWE ring with his broken foot. And we got more to do tomorrow. Of course, it's Wednesday. It'll be time for a new top six list. I don't know. Maybe they might have something to do with injuries tomorrow during the top six. You got to wait and see. Don't miss me too much while I'm gone. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief, but don't move here on the Infinity Sports Network. Why? A, because I said so. And then B, a Bart Winkler, he's coming up next. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Botcha. Thank you, Kevin. Please be safe, be well, be smooth, be cool. JR Sport Brief show done.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lots, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply, in-app only.
Vrbo helps you swap gift wrap time for quality time. Go to Vrbo now and book a last-minute week-long stay and save over $390 this holiday season. Book your next vacation rental home on Vrbo. Average savings $396. Select homes only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Save over $200 when you book weekly stays with Vrbo this winter. If you haven't seen your college besties since, well, college, you need a week to catch up in a snowy cabin. Take a week-long vacation and save over $200. Book now at Vrbo.com.